Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day when President Trump is supposed to be issuing an executive order or some kind of federal policy coming up to crack down on anti-conservative bias on social media. It's specifically to crack down on Twitter, which has decided idiotically, foolishly, and it seems to me self-destructively, to try to put fact-checking software at work on President Trump's Twitter account. And what a nightmare. If they decided to fact-check every questionable thing on Twitter, there'd be no room for anything else. But what a complete nightmare for the president to try to step forward now and say he's going to use government power to bust a private company like Twitter or like any of the other social media companies. We are joined on this issue of vote by mail, which is the explosive issue that President Trump was tweeting about and that they felt the need to correct him on at Twitter, stupidly. We're going to talk about that with John Fund, who knows more about voter fraud, cheating, corrupted elections than anybody else in the country, and I think handles the issue more responsibly than anybody else in the country. He's the author with John Spakowski of a book about Election Day fraud. And John Fund is also a frequent writer for National Review and other conservative outlets for many years on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. John, thanks for joining us. There was an editorial in your former paper, the Wall Street Journal, called a vote-by-mail nightmare. And the interesting thing to me is they thought the biggest nightmare about voting by mail might not occur on Election Day. It would occur later because of a delayed result. Can you help explain to people why that's such a profound fear about expanding the vote-by-mail process?
Well, thank you, Michael. Let's just look at your Washington state, where you live. 10, 15 years ago, you used to pick up the newspaper or turn on the radio the morning after the election and know who won. That's no longer the case. Washington State has gone to mail voting. So many of the ballots come in at the last minute. It can take a week, 10 days, 2 weeks to find out who actually won. It's the only thing in our life that's slower now than it used to be. We have an election day in our Constitution, our laws, for a reason. We don't have an election month. And with the current push towards everything being delivered by mail, we're going to end up with a month of voting before the election, in which people are voting at different times with different knowledge and sometimes even before the debates, to then having an election day where a few people vote, and then having an election month after election day to figure out how people voted and to argue about all these paper ballots which can be disputed and sued over.
Well, here is exactly what the Wall Street Journal laid out, I think, is a very real possibility, which is that it's a close election, but you have heavy voting by mail. And one of the procedures in voting by mail is they do check the signatures on the ballots. And if the signature looks wrong, they won't count the ballot. But the voter then has a chance to cure that mistaken signature. Can you explain how this works and why it literally can add weeks, if not months, to the process of getting a final verdict?
Well, it varies from state to state. Some states are more scrupulous than others, but most states now use machines to try to establish points of congruence between the signature on the ballot that's mailed in and the signature they have on file for the registration. A lot of states, Michael, insist on only 2 points of congruence. So I have known people who have signed a signature with the right hand, and then a signature comes in and it's clearly been signed from the left hand, and that passes muster because there's still 2 points of congruence. In legal terms, if you're trying to prove someone's signature in a court of law, you need 8, 9, 10 points of congruence. So this is, frankly, a farce. These signature verification laws in many states are going to be, with billions of ballots being thrust on them in the last minute, are not going to be followed.
So, again, what the journal was concerned about was that historically a very high percentage of ballots have come in with questionable signatures. And then apparently a voter has, in some states it's 5 days, in some states it's 10 days, he's notified, he or she, about the fact that your signature is questionable. So then you have to write into the ballot and say, yes, I really did submit that ballot, it really was me.
Well,
The problem here is, basically, it's a Bush v. Gore, isn't it, times 10?
It can be, but that's the old system where you had 5, 10, 15, 20% of the people voting by mail or absentee. I can assure you that what the liberals are trying to do is to basically blur all of those safeguards away. And, yes, that's a danger, that you could have a whole bunch of signatures in dispute in a Bush v. Gore situation and it all goes to court. A big, far bigger danger is states drop their standards in signature verification and let anything in, which opens itself up to all kinds of manipulation and fraud.
Okay, right now you have people on both sides, and I think it's worth pointing out that it is people on both sides who say that the election is in the process of being rigged. The left says the election is being rigged by our attempts, the right wing's attempts at voter suppression, at basically making ballot access difficult, making it difficult to vote in the time of a pandemic. The President of the United States says the election is being rigged because they're not making accommodations for vote by mail. And the President of the United States basically says that right now the election is being rigged because we are pushing too much in the direction of vote by mail. Is there justification on either side? Do you think that the push for vote by mail in many states across the country is all about stealing the election?
No. However, if somebody wants to have 100% vote by mail and then put into place procedures that make it impossible to have election integrity efforts succeed, then I'm suspicious. Let's look at what accompanies these calls for universal vote by mail. It's not just mailing to registered voters who request such a ballot. It's mailing to everyone on the registration list. And we know from the Pew Research Center that over 20% of the registrations are inaccurate, involve people who've moved or people who don't even exist. So that's suspicious because you're going to have 20% of people getting a ballot. Well, they may not be there. They may be filled out by somebody else. It may be stolen from a mailbox. Anything can happen. Then you have signature verification, which we just discussed, the standards being lowered. Then you have many states require a witness to sign the ballot, to certify that the person that is mailed to is the one mailing it back in. They want to obliterate those laws.
We are going to be right back with John Fund about securing an honest, fair, non-rigged election. How do you do it? 1-800-955-1776.
Become
Mama Medhead.
And receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Speaking for a few minutes more with John Fund, well known as the National Affairs columnist for National Review, who worked for the Wall Street Journal for more than two decades, and has been sounding the alarm over the potential of voter fraud in this country for many, many years. Okay, John, The Journal, in their editorial on the vote-by-mail nightmare, says that at best, mass voting, mail voting, is a roll of the dice calculated against the grim reality of this pandemic. And they write, if the country is lucky, the 2020 election, whoever wins, won't be decided by a whisker. Then, as the coronavirus is tamed, the temporary measures should end. For ballot security and democratic legitimacy, it's hard to beat going to the polls on election day. Your work has featured a lot of the problems that you have going to the polls on election day. There's voter fraud in that context as well. What would you recommend as a policy for states that are struggling with this issue right now?
Well, every state sets its own rules. That's what the Constitution says. But here's a good best practices approach. People should be allowed to vote absentee. They should be asked to state a reason. I'm out of town. I'm in a nursing home. I have mobility problems. And then they should get the ballot. They should get it after the last debates are held, let's say for the presidential or the statewide race. We want people voting with full information. That's why we have campaigns. That would probably mean they'd get the ballot 10, 15 days in advance, no more than that. They'd have to mail it in. I would have to arrive by election day. We don't want ballots collected en masse on election day and dumped in mailing boxes at the last minute. They can create all kinds of problems and delays. And we should probably have a witness, somebody who is a friend, neighbor, relative, say, I saw this person fill out the ballot, or I saw them sign it. And there can be other security considerations. Some states might want to have people scan or send in a copy of their voter ID if they're a new voter, not having done this before, that kind of thing. We can have absentee voting. We should have absentee voting. But not everyone should vote absentee because it completely changes the nature, function, and pace of our campaigns and elections.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. In terms of the likelihood of a contested result in this election, do you find that likelihood to be high?
Well, we saw in 2016 and 2012 that a shift of 100,000 votes in a few states could make the difference. And that may well happen again. We don't know which states will be in contention. We have a rough idea that Florida is always a possibility, Ohio, Pennsylvania. And if those states are close, the recounts are going to be a whole nother battle in the election process. And I think we need to establish the standards now. We need to recognize we have 5 months between right now when we're dealing with the pandemic and the election day. We can have safe polling places if we start planning it now. We've already had states conduct primaries where most of the votes were cast in person. We should start planning for that this November. We don't have to go to all-mail voting, which will be all confusion voting.
Let us go to Jim in Portland, Oregon. Jim, you're on the MedVed Show with John Fund. Hello, Jim.
I suppose this is a minor thing down the thing. There was a, when we went to the polls 20 years ago in Portland, a little Baptist church, now it's Pentecostal, there was a sense of community. I mean, we're all going to vote different and all that, but there was a sense of friendliness. You know, the poll watchers were generally middle-aged women, one Republican, one Democrat. It was very friendly. There was a sense of civic-mindedness, and we haven't had that in 20 years. I wrote to Oregon Secretary of State about that, too, 20 years ago, and I missed that.
John?
Makes a good point. You know, the Norman Rockwell paintings that showed people lining up to vote, it was one of the few civic liturgies that we had, Michael, in which people of all walks of life would convene as one And Election Day was a focal point, the final cap of a debate over our future and who should lead us. And you have the ballot come in with the advertising circulars on the kitchen table, and that's how we vote. I think we've lost something. I think we've lost part of our traditions.
Right. The Norman Rockwell painting also went along with a period of time where you assumed elections were going to be straight, fair. And I know that there were lots of people, beginning with John Kennedy's narrow victories in Illinois and Texas in 1960, who have questioned the final results of American elections. But here's part of my concern. Right now, you hear that for both sides, it's all about the base. It's all about turnout, getting people to turn out and show up for your election. Doesn't all this talk about questioning the voting process and its legitimacy, doesn't that depress turnout for both sides?
It leaves turnout about the same, because what you have is that people tend to vote earlier by mail, but it doesn't increase the overall turnout. What it does do is, I think, leave people with less information about the race. Many states have people voting before the debates are over. Michael, if you were suing someone in a court...
Wait, I'm talking about something else. I'm not talking about vote by mail. I'm talking about questioning the legitimacy of the race. I don't remember another election, the run-up to which you had both sides saying, oh, they're trying to suppress votes, and the other side saying they're trying to steal the election through vote by mail. In other words, the legitimacy of our electoral process has basically been a matter of bipartisan agreement most of the time, hasn't it?
Fair point. And I think that with both sides now hypersensitive, quick to pull the trigger on allegations of bad faith on the part of the other, you do undermine the legitimacy of an election. And what we have seen, and the Supreme Court has even ruled on this, that if you have less legitimacy perceived in an election, you are going to have lower turnout. And in fact, in one-party states, where there are often allegations that the party has rigged the election, whether it's Hawaii on one end, or whether it's certain counties like the old Long Island of El Dorado in New York, you did see voter turnout drop because people felt, well, my vote doesn't count, or I really don't have a voice.
And that is an American tragedy. John Fund's latest commentary is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, more on President Trump versus Twitter coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Veteran Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie is testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee on his department's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Today, we are only treating 1,500 veterans for the virus out of the over 9.2 million veterans who are in our system. We are stocked with supplies. On average, VHA has a minimum 2-week supply on hand of each type.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says social media giants such as Twitter and Facebook have a consistent bias against President Trump and fellow conservatives.
I believe it is time to, quote, get the facts about Twitter and other social media platforms targeting their bias against President Trump and conservatives online.
President Trump is set to sign an executive order regarding social media later on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebel Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebel Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
And President Trump has signed an executive order that could punish social media companies for the way that they police content. We will get to that on the Medved show. Right now we're talking about the content and legality of something else, which is the old voting process in the United States. There's a number here that just blows the mind, which is last year in 2016, one out of four votes were vote by mail. And that includes, of course, the five states where it's all vote by mail. Everybody gets a ballot in the mail and you send it in or you don't. But all in all, with those vote-by-mail votes, which comes to close to 30 million of them, no, it's more. It would be more than that. But it's one quarter of all votes. All in all, of those absentee ballots, there were 319,000 votes that were thrown out. Now, the switch of 70,000 votes would have produced a different result last time in the election. And you had 319,000 ballots that were thrown out? That's a shocking number. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Let me go to Vahia in Idaho Falls, listening as a Medhead member. Vahia, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, thank you very much. I've been listening to you for 15 years.
I
got a question for you. Yes. Here in the state of Idaho, in order to receive an absentee ballot, one must go online and request it online. In other words, instead of the state or the cities or the counties sending out all the, blasting all the ballots to everyone that's ever registered, you must go online, and therefore I wonder if you think that might reduce the amount of duplicate absentee ballots that get sent out in the mail. And also that also puts the onus on the people to have an active incentive to ask for their own ballots instead of having it automatically sent to you.
I think that's a terrific idea. And I think you're right. And it's one of those things. Unfortunately, what the president objected to on Twitter, he objected to what they were doing as a pandemic emergency in Nevada and in Michigan. And he just got it wrong. He was flat out just wrong. Is in Michigan, for instance, very major state, very crucial state, swing state. Nevada's a swing state, too. What they were doing was sending out applications for an absentee ballot. They weren't sending out ballots to everybody. So it was, you wouldn't have to go online. Not everybody is online. But they were sending out an application that you then had to fill in. And then only after you filled in that application would you get the absentee ballot. And that, it seems to me, is a perfectly reasonable middle-of-the-road alternative to the all-mail-in ballot voting. I appreciate your calling, and I appreciate your MedHead membership. Thank you. Let us go to John in Kansas City. You're on the Michael Medved Show. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
I'm well.
Spoke to your state. Oh, good. You know, I'm originally from there. You know that. And I lived in Seattle prior to them having the mail-in voting. And I'm kind of listening to your arguments, and it just kind of befuddles me because you basically came up there about the same time I did. And you've been mail-in voting. Now, when I was here in Missouri, I loved the mail-in voting that I was doing in Seattle because that allowed me not to have to take off from work and stand for 8 or 9 hours in a line to vote. And I look at that as a deterrent to keep people from voting when you can't take off if your job won't let you.
And by the way, can I mention something else, John? I agree with you, actually. I agree with you completely. And I much prefer mail-in voting. But the reason I do is because the ballots are so long. And in other words, unless you filled out a sample ballot in advance, which many people do, to come into the voting booth and to see like 25 different lines, including judges and precinct committee officers and other things where you just don't have the information on hand, how are you supposed to fill out other than going meeny, meeny, miny, mo? And I think that really discourages turnout.
Exactly. So, and my point is this. The mail-in ballot allowed me in the evening to take time to read every, proposal, proposition, and all that. Basically, it made me a more informed voter. And I would think that is something that everyone would want, just all their voters to be informed, know exactly who it is that you're voting for. So I am a big proponent of the mail-in voting. I also think it's the safest.
Yeah, do they allow you to vote by mail in Missouri, do they?
No. Yeah, basically, you got to be 65 years old with one foot in the grave.
By the way, 65 years old, you don't have one foot in the grave. No, I don't buy that at all. John, thanks for calling, and have a wonderful weekend coming up. And when we come up, we're going to get to this executive order that President Trump has just issued. He basically says that the social media companies have had unchecked power for too long. Really? He is actually going to crack down on these private businesses? Apparently so, or he's going to try. We will talk about that. We will also be speaking to Gordon Chang coming up about some of the the difficulties in the ongoing confrontation with China over Hong Kong. That and much more coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The question that John poses about basically the convenience of mail-in voting, it seems to me is a powerful argument. And look, whatever happened, even with whatever people were talking about, there's no substitute for actually having an issues-rich, hotly contested election. Gino, this is a fascinating thing. The election that we just had in 2018 had the highest turnout of any off-year congressional election in over 100 years. It was a rock'em sock'em high turnout election. It was also a pretty clear-cut partisan struggle all around the polarizing figure of the President of the United States. Now, President Trump's loyal supporters are going to turn out in this election. They are going to turn out, and they're going to turn out en masse and support the president. And that is easily 40-45% of the public. The question is, will Democrats actually be mobilized to support Joe Biden? There is a real question about that. There is a fascinating piece posted online by James Freeman of the Wall Street Journal about exactly the way turnout and voting participation is likely to determine the final outcome. We are going to be getting to that as well and much more coming up on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Here's a special discount just for being a Medhead annual member. 50% off any download in the Medved History Store. Join today at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, there is so much going on. We are going to get to the issue and talking about it with David Harsanyi of National Review about President Trump's executive order. I don't believe they have published the order itself yet. The president has spoken about it. We'll play you coming up some of his comments about this executive order. It's the story is summarized, and I'm just hoping to catch up with this, that President Trump Thursday signed an executive order that could open the door for federal regulators to punish Facebook, Google, and Twitter for the way they police content online, issuing a major broadside against Silicon Valley that quickly triggered wide-ranging political opposition and threats of a legal challenge. Well, of course, Trump has portrayed the order as an attempt to stamp out political bias on the part of the country's largest social media platforms. The problem that I immediately have with this is if you're using the government to stamp out political bias by a private company, how is that acceptable within the scope of the First Amendment, which guarantees a freedom of the press? The one source you would not want or would want least to control the way things are done on the internet is the government. It's outrageous. And for people who think, oh, no, this is a good idea because Trump will get rid of all that anti-conservative bias on Google and on Facebook and on Twitter. Okay, Trump's not going to be president forever, even if he wins this time. Think about President Elizabeth Warren, let alone President Joe Biden, could do with that kind of power. I think empowering the government to control political speech is an issue that ought to unite all thoughtful conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists with all thoughtful people on the left. It's a terrible idea. One of the other ideas out here is that this is going to end up being a one-issue election. And James Freeman over at Wall Street Journal actually quotes Scott Rasmussen, the pollster, known to be a pollster relied upon mostly by Republicans and conservatives, but he quotes Scott Rasmussen making a number of extremely, it seems to me, important and germane points. Pollster Scott Rasmussen, he says, argues that things like campaign strategy and fundraising no longer matter in 2020. Citing the experiences of President George W. Bush in 2004 and Barack Obama in 2012, Scott Rasmussen says that whether presidential re-election campaigns are successful or not depends on whether voters become more or less optimistic on that year's key issue in the final months of the race. And I think that's true. I think that's an astute observation. In 2004, the key issue was the war on terror, says Scott Rasmussen. And in 2012, it was the economy. Increasing optimism on the year's key issue enabled George W. Bush in 2004, where people had a sense we were winning the war on terror. And behind Mr. Obama, where by 2012 there was a sense we were in recovery, it allowed them to raise their levels of support enough to win victories in the fall. And by the way, both those presidents got a majority of the popular vote in addition to winning the Electoral College. As for 2020, Scott Rasmussen predicts that the election will, quote, once again be decided by public reaction to the key issue of the day. For this election season, that issue is how successfully did American society reopen in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic? Now, this is not an issue anyone anticipated 6 months ago, but it's the issue right here. If in November voters are more optimistic than today, the president will be reelected. If not, he will be defeated. I think that's true, and frankly, I think the president's wars against Twitter are largely a distraction. Let us go to Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Hello, Jeff. Disconnected or in any event, there is another, and this, it seems to me, is fascinating. They have a headline at Pew Research that says coronavirus death toll is heavily concentrated in Democratic congressional districts. Well, that's flat out outrageous, isn't it? I mean, it makes it sound like, oh my goodness, this is a virus that discriminates and it wants to punish liberals more than conservatives. Is there something about the liberalism in these Democratic congressional districts that provokes this very, very disproportionate victimization? A new Pew Research Center analysis of data on official reports of COVID deaths collected by Johns Hopkins University finds that as of last week, nearly a quarter of all the deaths in the United States attributed to the coronavirus have been in just 12 congressional districts, all located in New York City and represented by Democrats in Congress. Of the more than 100,000 Americans, more than 92,000 Americans who had died of COVID-19 as of May 20th, the date that the data and the analysis was collected, nearly 75,000, in other words, a total of above 80%, were in Democratic congressional districts. Of the 44 hardest hit congressional districts, the top 10% in terms of deaths, 41 are represented by Democrats, while only 3 are represented by Republicans. Okay, so what is the deal here? I think the one thing that people would immediately think of is people have heard this is a virus that seems to impact people of color disproportionately. It's not because of racism. And one of the studies that was done just recently in Seattle, there was a front page story about it in the Seattle Times, is it has to do with family structure. Is if you live in a family with a bunch of kids, and particularly if you live in a three-generation family, in other words, there's a grandparent living at home, your risk of getting the virus is much higher. That kind of family, an intergenerational family with kids, is more likely to be Hispanic. That's why in the state of Washington, at least, if not nationwide, but I believe it's true nationwide as well, Hispanics have an even higher infection rate and death rate than African Americans do. And it's ironic that that's the case, because if you look at life expectancy in the United States, Hispanics have the highest life expectancy, yes they do, and it's by several years, of any racial group. Hispanics higher than whites or blacks or even Asians. So what exactly is going on? There's something else that's very peculiar about this, which is that in the congressional districts with the highest rate of death, generally you associate high education levels with pretty good health outcomes, right? Because unless you're healthy, you're not going to be able to do a higher education. Well, okay, the percentage of college graduates is disproportionately high in these deadly districts. What is it all about? I think what it's all about is that it's density. That's why it's so concentrated in New York. That's why it's not ethnicity, because two of the states with the highest rate of Hispanic population in the country, California and Texas, have very low infection and death rates. So what we need to do is understand that and maybe push for a little bit less density, despite the fact that environmentalists have been calling for it for years in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.